Program Notes for Sechs Tänze. Two centuries separate us from the time Mozart wrote his Sechs Deutsche Tänze, Six German Dances, a historical period shaped considerably by wars, revolutions, and all sorts of social upheavals. Mozart's ability to react upon difficult circumstances with a self-preserving outburst of nonsensical poetry is well known. With this in mind, I found it impossible to simply create different dance numbers reflecting merely the humor and musical brilliance of the composer. Instead, I have set six seemingly nonsensical acts which obviously ignore their surroundings. They are dwarfed in the face of the ever-present troubled world which most of us, for some unspecified reason, carry in our souls. Although the entertaining quality of Mozart's Sechs Tänze enjoys great general popularity, it shouldn't only be regarded as a burlesque. Its humor ought to serve as a vehicle to point toward our relative values. Mozart's ability to react upon difficult circumstances with a self-preserving outburst of nonsensical poetry is well known. A fragment of a letter to his cousin is the finest example of this. Jerzy Gilian. Costume Notes for the Ballet. Gilian describes the costumes in Sechs Tänze as Mozartian underwear. The costumes for the five women in the ballet are very similar. They wear ivory dresses made of a nubby textured silk noil that resembles muslin. It has a gentle and billowy drape. Skirts are almost ankle length and are gathered at the waist. The bodices are sleeveless with wide straps at the shoulders. They're quite fitted with a low, squared-off décolletage, an Elizabethan look. At the waist is a short, multi-pieced peplum that extends from the bodice over the skirt and which accentuates the silhouette of the hips and flounces as the dancers move. Each bodice is slightly different. They lace up like a corset on the sides, front or back, and subtle decorative detailing varies also, giving each dancer a little individuality. The ladies wear ballet slippers rather than point shoes. Hair is worn on top of the head in a messy knot, described as an exploded ballet bun, giving them a slightly frazzled look. Their faces are lightly powdered, and they each have a beauty spot. The black ball gown props, which appear in Gilian's Petite Mort, are again used in this ballet. The dresses are strapless with very full skirts that are very wide at the hips. The five men are bare-chested with pantaloons that are a little puffy and that are tied with a bow at the knee. They wear white wigs that are styled with large curls and tied at the back of the neck with a black bow, to mimic aristocratic men in the 17th and 18th centuries. Their faces are powdered, and they wear ballet slippers.